If you live in the U.S. and you haven't filled out a census form yet, you might be getting a knock at your front door soon. Starting this week, the Census Bureau is sending out its door knockers nationwide to try to finish counting every U.S. resident. But a recent schedule change by the Trump administration is cutting short counting by a month. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wang reports on why many people are worried the census won't be accurate.
The Census Bureau still needs to count about 4 in 10 households nationwide. In the middle of a pandemic and now under a time crunch, that's a job that is becoming near impossible.
Some folks are a little hesitant based to the COVID environment.
Deb Stempowski is a Census Bureau's assistant director in charge of operations and scheduling for the 2020 Census, which is the first primarily online U.S. Census conducted in the field using smartphone apps.
We're also seeing some folks who are uncomfortable because they're not as savvy, I would say, with the iPhone.
All these challenges are making it harder to staff up with enough door knockers. As of earlier this month, the Bureau had on its payroll about a third of the 500,000 workers the Bureau has said it needs to complete the count by September 30th. And technology problems have made it difficult for some people who want a census job to actually start working.
Well, it's very frustrating.
Alex Goulder was recently hired as a door knocker in Boulder, Colorado. Goulder says he lost out on 6 potential workdays because he was having trouble finishing training online.
I know that there are a lot of people out there that need to be counted, and that essentially every day that I don't work, there are people that will go uncounted.
And Stanley Grabia says you can count him out of this census work.
The older people who are retired and don't really need the money and are doing it because they believe in democracy and they believe in the census.
And Grabia, who is 73 and is a retired attorney who worked at the Department of Veterans Affairs, says that's why he sat through around 20 hours of training to become a door knocker in Maryland.
But after I saw the absolute total lack of any type of real protection for any of the employees, it's time to get out of there.
The CDC and the Census Bureau say that participating in interviews with the Bureau's workers, quote, should present a low risk of transmission of COVID-19. The Bureau says its workers are getting cloth face masks and hand sanitizer and are supposed to conduct socially distanced interviews outdoors as much as possible. Still, many census job applicants are worried and are dropping out. As for households who are concerned about the risk involved,
ditch the door knock,
says Didis Katagi, director of the California Complete Count Campaign.
Avoid having somebody come to your door because it takes more time and it's going to be more accurate if you just go online.
At my2020census.gov or call in or mail back your census response before the end of September. Hansi-Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.